Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings that we have today make me think of our Christian identity. It's remarkable as you read Scripture and as you grow as a Christian, you want to know more and more and understand more. And there's so much sometimes it seems to remember. It's hard to keep everything straight. And so it would be nice to have sometimes a little summary. And in the Acts of the Apostle, chapter 13, there is a brilliant summary by no less of a theologian than the Apostle St. Paul, in which he, in this reading we heard today, basically in a nutshell, lays out the history of salvation from the birth of the people of Israel until the birth of the church. And it's all of about two or three paragraphs. So if you need a quick synopsis of how did God make himself known in the world and save us, go to chapter 13 of the Acts of the Apostles. And Paul and Barnabas then are speaking to the people in the synagogue and explaining to them that Jesus is the one who was promised, the one sent to save us. And that's the good news. It's in the in a verse that comes up a little bit after the one after the reading we heard today, but in verse 32 of chapter 13, we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus. And then we heard in the gospel, our Lord's words, where he just affirms that he is the fulfillment. He predicts his betrayal by Judas, citing a passage from the scriptures, "The one who ate my food has raised his heel against me." This was foretold before Christ, and now before his own passion, he's telling his disciples, this is going to happen, and it's going to be fulfilled in me. He says, continuing, "From now on I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am." So our Lord laid it out very clearly, foretold his own passion and death and resurrection, and then fulfilled that prophecy. This is for us something, a truth that we should keep very close to our hearts, because we live in a world that denies Christ. And yet we have very good reasons, history, prophecy, the witness of the apostles. We have very, very good reasons, besides the faith that's in our soul, a gift we receive through baptism, we have every reason to believe. And yet, our greatest error, or I should say the most common error, and it's almost universal at various moments in our lives, is to forget who we are. And so I would cite St. Leo, Pope Leo the Great, in one of his sermons, had this beautiful line, "Christian, recognize your dignity, and now that you share in God's own nature, do not return to your former base condition by sinning. Remember who is your head and whose body you are a member. Never forget that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the light of the kingdom of God." All too often we forget our dignity and return to sin. And this is a great tragedy for us and for the world. We're called to be the light of the world, and all too often we allow the world to extinguish our light rather than protect defend that little flame and keep it alive. Now, our Lord today has said in the gospel, whoever receives the one I send receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Our Lord, I'm saying this because it's good to know, but also because it's so appropriate right now. Our Lord sent his mother to us in 1917 at Fatima, and we're coming up just on Saturday will be the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady to the three shepherd children in Fatima. She was sent by our Lord, and whoever receives her receives him and receives the one who sent him, who is Almighty God. And so when we say, Christian, remember your dignity, we could also say, Christian, remember Our Lady of Fatima and what she has asked of us. And really, what she asked was simply to follow her son and live his gospel faithfully. Pope Francis is going to be traveling to Fatima and celebrating a mass there on the 100th anniversary of these apparitions. And in his general audience yesterday, he spoke about mothers and their role, critical role in our lives, and encouraged them to trust totally in God, as did Our Lady. He said it was not easy to respond with a yes to the angel's announcement. And yet she, a woman still in the midst of her youth, responds boldly, despite not knowing the fate that lay before her. Mary is there, faithfully present, every time that you need to keep a candle lit in a foggy place. So Our Lady trusted in God completely, and she will help us to trust, to keep that candle of hope and faith and charity lit in our hearts. He said, I will go to Fatima on a pilgrimage to entrust to the Virgin the temporal and eternal destinies of humanity. So in his words and in his gesture of going to Fatima to celebrate this great apparition of Our Lady and the message that she brought from our Lord, he's showing the trust that we should place in Our Lady, showing that that trust is the same trust we have in Christ, who said, whoever receives the one I send receives me. Brothers and sisters, we, in this life, are on a pilgrimage ourselves. And we have to remember that, that this world is not our resting place, that we have an eternal destiny to whom the Holy Father is going to entrust on Saturday, along with the destiny of all humanity, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who has promised us that her Immaculate Heart will triumph. So, Christians, remember your dignity. Remember that Christ is the fulfillment of the scriptures that existed and were written down long before he came, and that he proved his identity and calls us to recognize him. He recognizes us. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. So, brothers and sisters, let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother who trusted from the beginning with total trust and accepted the will of God, to help us remember who we are and to fulfill our mission in this world so that we can be happy forever in the next life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.